Moncrief on News Talk.
Dolphins were first spotted off the coast of Ireland more than 1,000 years ago. But in more recent times, they have been moving closer and closer to our shores. The filmmaker Ken O'Sullivan has been studying them for 2 decades. And this Sunday, his latest work, Dolphins, Wonders of the Ocean, will be screened on RTÉ1 television. Ken, good afternoon to you.
Hello, how are you? Thanks for having me, Sean.
Could we just start by kind of saying something? Because people think they think of dolphins and they think of Flipper. And they think that they're these very friendly, benign creatures who just want to stick their heads in and make that odd sound they make and play with us. But there actually are wild animals, and they can be quite vicious as well in their own way.
Well, there's the power of the media, Sean. You know, I mean, I grew up watching Flipper, and I mean, you know, Flipper could do anything, you know. Yeah. Stupid people. Flipper was always smarter than us and more intelligent and more intuitive. And that's probably informed popular opinion of these animals. But of course, they live in the natural world, which can be a brutal place. And that's not to say, you know, that they're not wondrous animals. They're not incredibly well adapted, you know, 40, 50 million years of adapting to life in the ocean in dark waters. But, you know, they engage in quite a lot of brutal tactics. You know, it's a violent place. And if you're not able for that in the natural world, you won't survive. But, you know, having said that, we're blessed with an abundance of different species, 8 species of dolphins in Ireland, tens of thousands of animals. And, you know, anybody that's ever encountered one, you know, they're incredible just to see their form. And there's an appearance of gregariousness about how they behave. So they are wonderful animals, absolutely.
And now, at least 300, I know, like, these 300 dolphins a year are washing up dead on our shores, though it could be considerably higher than that.
Yeah, so that's the darker side of the story. And I got that number. Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, the con strandings, which is reported in by People's Citizen Science, they said about 290 more than likely to common dolphins washing up on our shore every year. And if dolphins die at sea, then obviously not all of them are going to make it into the coast. So we went down to France, where this is an enormous problem. And the 7,000 fisheries were dying in the winter of 23-24 in fisheries. And we talked to the fisheries people, and we talked to a brilliant woman, Helen Pelletier, who did this computer model that basically looks at tides and winds and currents and says, if 10 come ashore, how many were likely to have died? And she's saying there's a multiplication factor of probably 8, possibly more in our waters. So that 300, you've got to multiply that by 8 to see. And in France, they really take these things seriously. So they closed the entire Bay of Biscay, right? That's all of France's Atlantic coast to fisheries last winter. And the dolphin deaths plummeted. Sadly, in Ireland, we're not doing anything other than some voluntary NGO efforts. There's no government-funded post-mortem scheme. We cover this in a documentary in 2013, and it's still going on. And we need the data to find out what it is. In France, the fisheries people acknowledge it. They're working with the scientists. You know, they will find a solution. I'm afraid not so much here.
Yeah, in France, did they discover what the cause might have been?
Yeah, it's largely... Look, I mean, all wild animals will die, obviously, for various reasons, illness and old age. But largely, it's fisheries. They're interacting, so they're getting caught in fishing nets. And the explanation as to why that happening is more complex, and I can't give away all of the story of the documentary. But in Ireland, about 2013, there was a bunch of dolphins washed up off the Mayo coast, and they brought over scientists from the UK to do postmortems, and they did a sample of them, and the vast majority had died in fisheries interactions. There were net marks around them. There was fresh fish in their gullets. So, you know, fishing boats are there hauling or drift netting, whatever it is, gill netting for various fish species, and there's loads of fish in the area. So the dolphins are hungry. They're going to try and pick these out of the nets or catch them.
Yeah. And what does a dolphin typically eat, or at least around our coast, what are dolphins' food?
Well, look, they'll forage on anything that they can. The obvious ones, I suppose, would be sprat, scad mackerel, depending on the size of the dolphin, the size of the prey, but maybe full-grown mackerel. But sprat would be a hugely important one. And again, you know, we know the story's been well covered. There was industrial-scale fishing for sprat in Ireland with no quotas. And, you know, the Cork coast, for example, 10 years ago, we had dozens of humpback whales and fin whales. But it's a well-documented story. You know, the government are doing something about it. We hope that they're going to stop all of this fishery and follow scientific advice. But yeah, if you deplete their prey that they feed on, then you cause a trouble for the species.
Yeah. One of our listeners wants to know, Do we overestimate the intelligence of dolphins? Are they really the next smartest animal?
Well,
You've spent 20 years eyeballing them, so you must have some idea.
They're usually running away from me, Sean, to be honest. Like most wild animals, no. And that's not me, no, individually. That's most humans. But how do you measure intelligence, you know?
Yeah.
So dolphins were land mammals, you know, 30, 40, 50 million years ago, who evolved to move back into the ocean. And they still have the hind legs within their skeleton, enclosed in their body now. I don't know, what we can say is they're incredibly well adapted to live in an acoustic world. So if you get into the sea, you know, mostly you can see very little, a few metres. And when you go too deeper, you can see nothing. So their primary sense are their ears. And they've evolved a sense called echolocation. So they click through their skull, quite a loud noise. If you click like that, there's an echo comes back from anything that's in their way. So if you're in their way, if you're swimming or there's reefs, they're actually able to build an X-ray type image in their head of what that is. It's an incredible sense to have developed. So, you know, we can say that they're incredibly well adapted to the world that they live in. Are they highly intelligent? You know, I don't know. Flipper has a lot to answer for.
So, but they do have eyes. So can, what's their sight like?
Well, of course they have eyes. And, and they have incredibly well adapted eyes too, because they can see over and underwater, which of course we can't. So, you know, we've seen them literally bobbing up and down in the water. So of course they can see. But largely, you know, the most best visibility you might have in Irish waters, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 metres that you can see. So that's across the studio here. That's not going to be much good to you if you're chasing after spray or looking for your buddies.
Yeah. But when you go and film them, though, you must have learned how how much you can interact or how close you can get or not, or what are the signals. Like if some dolphins might go, oh, hello, how are you? Others might be feck off and leave me alone kind of thing.
Well, I try not to interact with them, and I suppose that was a journey of understanding for me. You know, initially I thought, oh yeah, great, you know, here's Flipper. And, you know, over a period of time I said, look, they're wild animals and really we should leave them alone. So I suppose, look, if I was less ethical, I'd get better shots. You try not to disturb them. So I'm making conservation-focused documentaries, and my aim is to increase education and awareness. And if I'm going to be disturbing them, then obviously I'm doing the opposite of what I set out to do. So, you know, we try not to disturb them as much as we can. And, you know, we wanted to film bottlenose dolphins off the Clare and Kerry coast doing a particular behaviour, and we spent 60 days. Now, you know, we probably could have got it in 10 if we just jumped in every time we saw them. But, you know, we'll stay with them for 30-40 minutes and then we leave them alone and maybe try and hook up with them later on. So yeah, interaction is, you know, we don't want to disturb them.
Yeah, indeed. That's called Dolphins, Wonders of the Oceans. It's on this Sunday at 6:30 p.m. on RT1. Part 2 is on Sunday, September the 7th at the same time. Ken O'Sullivan, thanks a million for coming in
to us
today.
Thank you,
Sean. Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.